So this is what session two is all about. It's analyzing harmony. And if I didn't do it today, then it would come back to haunt me because we're doing Corcovado and Days of Wine and Roses. And I guarantee someone or several people would be asking me, how do I deal with these changes? What is going on, et cetera, et cetera. So you're going to put on your thinking caps. Not every session is going to be so intellectual. But it's important, and I also would say, no matter how much you get out of this, how much or little, it doesn't really matter. Like, if this is the first time you've ever heard this before, then okay, now at least you know about it, and you can dig in deeper on your own as you will, or won't, whatever. You know, you can't expect to take, even if you take intro to some language for, let's say, an intensive weekend or something, and then you fly to that country, you're still going to be lost, right? If that's the first time you really ever heard the language before that particular weekend, it's just not going to happen, you know? But, similarly, if you've never seen jazz language before, harmonic analysis language, just knowing about it is going to be valuable for you. And for those of you who are familiar, digging in deeper may give you insights into things that you don't normally do. Is that cool? So I think when it comes to jazz harmony, even like any instrument, even drums in particular, and maybe vocals, can benefit from seeing this, even though you may not use, unless you vocalists are deep into sort of scatting, you know, you may think to yourself, well, if I learn the lyrics and present the melody well, or a drummer may think, well, if I keep the time well, why should I learn about this harmony stuff? Because it's so much of an essential part of everything what your other musicians are going to have to think about and play, somebody may call giant steps, and you think to yourself, so what? It's ding 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 ding, right? Of course, I'm being crass when it comes to drums, but you know, people will say that's a hard tune, or you know, knowing about how harmony works can give you ways to support musicians. You know, suppose it's a hard tune from a drummer standpoint. Have you ever been in this situation where the band is sort of lagging behind a little because they're trying to make these difficult changes? Has that ever happened? And if so, what do you do with that? Well, at least you can appreciate what they're having to... All right, so enough preamble as far as why we need to do harmony. And I used to do harmony a lot more in previous clinics. Like in jazz, but the big overview, there's four different scales that, and when we say scales, it's not really like a do, re, mi, like you don't play the scale. It's like a family of notes, right? Like, let me just explain more what I mean about that. When someone says the major scale, it's a certain relationship of notes, but it doesn't always have to mean, in my world, the way I'm using it right now, it doesn't have to mean do, re, mi, like Julie Andrews would sing it running down the hillside, you know. It would be, it could be Dorian, it could be Phrygian, or any of the modes. How many people know what modes are and their names? We got roughly half the room. So there's that family. Can anyone guess what the three other families are besides the major scale sort of family? These are the four most commonly used sort of scales in jazz. One is the major scale. What are the other three? Any guesses? I kind of gave it away before. Melodic minor is one of them. What is melodic minor? Can you define it? It's a major scale with a flat third. Well done. The way to think about it is a major scale, but the third is flat. So yeah, it's like a minor scale, but everything else is the same. Good. There's two more. Anyone else? Harmonic minor. Harmonic minor is a widely used scale, but in jazz, not so much. And I'm going, people could debate me on this, but I'm going by Mark Levine's The Jazz Theory book. So we're going to skip harmonic minor. It's a little more exotic sounding. So, yeah. So we're going to leave that one out. That's not one of the other two I was thinking of. Anyone else?
Diminished.
Blues, yeah, blues. One could argue that blues is its own separate thing, but I'm going to include that as part of the minor part. Like when I think of minor pentatonic, I include that as like Aeolian or like part of Aeolian or minor. Anyway, someone said, what is it?
Diminished.
Diminished. What's diminished? Can you define it?
It's a diminished chord is a minor third above.
Yeah, it's whole half. So wherever you start, call it C. Then you got D. What would be next?
E flat.
E flat. And then what would be next?
F
short minor, G flat?
But, well, no, after, yeah, you're right, just G flat. G flat, you're right, it's G flat, you're right. I was wrong for a second. Or you could have a half hole. I'm sure you have plenty of those people you meet every day. You half hole. Anyway, it's the reverse. It's still in a diminished family. It's either you start with a whole or you start with a half, right? So, okay, so diminished is whole half. We did that first. You have C, you do a whole, and what do you get?
Like you mean go up from C?
Yeah, go up from C a whole.
D.
A D, and then you up a half. What do you get?
Well, E flat, I suppose.
Perfect, E flat. Now let's reverse it. What if you start on C and you do a half step first? What do you get?
D flat.
D flat. And then what if you go a whole from there?
Back at
E flat. So the C and E flat are going to remain constant, but the note in the middle will change. It's just whether you take a whole step first or a half step first. So those are both in the same family. And there's one more family. We got major family, we got melodic minor family, we got diminished family, and there's one more. It's rare.
Whole tone.
Yeah, thank you. It's rarely used. Whole tone. And what's the formula for whole tone?
It's just whole steps.
Whole, 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 whole. Or how many? Maybe it's just three. Yeah. How many till you get to the octave? Or it's six, rather. I'm sorry, six. It must be six because there's 12 half steps in our Western scale, right? Everybody know what that means? 12 half steps in our Western universe. You got a bass with 12 frets, and then at the 12th fret, you repeat what you had, right? All right. So that's the backdrop. If you look at Days of Wine and Roses, is the first one we're going to do.